This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to go off about George Soros here in a minute, and I'll get to your phone calls about the stupid things that you've done in your past. And yes, I have some new comments from the Biden regime about what went down in Afghanistan, if you believe all that. Couple things real quick first. Chris, stop shaking your head when I'm oblong with the Mexican cleaning lady. Cleaning lady comes in again tonight, and I said, hola. Yes, I took some Spanish, Chris, and yeah, I got a D, but I was still paying attention to some of it. Anyway, she comes in, and I said, hola, ¿cómo estás? And I pretty much nailed the ¿cómo estás? I almost followed up
Buenas
with the,
tardes.
But I didn't. So I said, hola, ¿cómo estás? And you know what? You know what you didn't see, Chris? The look of joy on her face as I was speaking to her in her native Mexican. And then she goes, she said, she's not from Mexico. Where's she from? Dominican Republic? It's the same thing. Anyway, so she responds and she says, something. I didn't make out a lot of it. And then I heard, E2. And I'm not going to lie, I panicked a little bit. It took me a minute to figure out what she was saying. So at first I was like, see, which normally that works out well. But then I figured it out. She was saying, and you, and I said, oh, bien. And she was just, look, it just did her heart well to know she was with another native Spanish speaker like me. That's one. Two, I've decided I don't like this reputation we're getting as a show for being white trash and low end. It's just a working man show. So I've decided we're going to start expanding and we're going to start adding words that I don't know what they mean, but we're going to look them up. No. So what, Chris? Stay with me for a second. We're going to look them up. We're going to figure out what they mean, and then we're going to use them to sound smart. And I see people use this word. These college boys use these words all the time. And I'll be honest, I'm not sure how to say this word. I think it's obfuscate, obfuscati. It's O-B-F-U-S. Anyway, yeah, I think that's the word. I don't know how to say it just yet because I've never really heard it pronounced. But I figured out it means to change the truth, to make something not look true. I think that's about what it means. I'm going to drop it in about an hour on the show. No warning. No, what, Chris? What? There's not going to be any warning? I'm just going to come out of here and obfuscate, obfuscati right off the bat. right off the bat. Now, before I get to your phone calls on the dumbest thing you did when you were a kid, a couple quick updates on, the administration killing, didn't kill, not sure how we want to play it. This is the level of naivete we are dealing with. That's another big word right there, Chris. This is the level of naivete we're dealing with as the leaders of the United States of America.
John, something you just said is not consistent with what we were told last year. You're saying that you've always known there was a small number of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. President Biden said, what interest do we have in Afghanistan at this point with Al-Qaeda gone?
Yeah, I mean, in a major way, Al-Qaeda was not playing a... No, wait, let me finish. They weren't playing a major role in operations or resourcing or planning in Afghanistan. But, Peter, I know specifically because I was at a different podium a year ago, and we talked about the fact that Al-Qaeda had a presence in Afghanistan, but small and not incredibly powerful or potent. And I think, again, without getting into numbers, we would still assess that to be the case.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why the top guy was sitting there smoking a heater about 100 yards from the U.S. Embassy. Yeah, I'm sure there's just one or two of them there. But that's not my favorite part. This is my favorite part, and then we'll get to the phone calls.
The Taliban have a choice now. Well, they always did, but they certainly have a new choice. And that is they can comply with their agreement under the Doha agreement, or they can choose to keep going down a different path. And if they go down a different path, it's going to lead to consequences, not just from the United States, but from the international community. This is a group that says they want to govern, that they want legitimacy, that they want financing, that they want international support. And if that's true, then one would hope that they would behave in a manner consistent with those goals.
This is why, and I look, in all seriousness, it's just you and me talking here. This is why I get so hard on college boys and universities and things like that. And it's not because I don't think there's any value at all in university systems or universities or anything like that. If you have a specific job, specific career in mind you want and you have to get a degree, that's fine. And it's not as if I think you've never had any value added to your life from maybe going to college or university. The problem is when you live your entire life in a bubble. Remember, that's one of the three things that they've never really existed in the real world. When you live your whole life in a bubble, and all of your knowledge of the world, you learned it on a college campus, and then you left the college campus and you moved right into an area like the Pentagon, where everyone else around you, they all learned what they know in a college campus too, and they're all telling each other the things they learn on a college campus. No matter what your IQ is, you can end up sounding like the stupidest person on the planet. These people think the Taliban are going to be cowed by the need or want for foreign aid? This is a religious death cult. They don't let little girls go to school. Imagine looking at a country full of little girls and saying, nope. They shouldn't even be allowed an education. Put the burqa back on and get back in chains, woman. Why are you outside during the day? I almost saw your toe. That's a good way to get stoned to death. And you think these people are worried about violating some stupid agreement? Again, does it matter your IQ? Unless you have lived in the real world, you're stupid. You can't help it. Maybe it's not even your fault, but you're really, really, really dumb. Speaking of really dumb, let's talk to you. Remember, we don't take a lot of calls on the show. When we do, we like to make them fun. We have rules here on the Jesse Kelly Show. I know we have a lot of new listeners, so let's just go over the rules real quick before we go to the phones, because you know I don't like to hang up on people. There's no small talk. There's no hi, how are you? You don't have to tell me you love the show. I know you love the show. You're listening. I'm not going to thank you for the call. I'm not going to ask you how you are. When I say your name and location, get right to the point. Get there quickly. Be interesting. That said, I want to know how dumb you are. I want to know something dumb you did as a child. Lord knows I've done plenty of dumb things. Mary in San Diego, go.
Hi there. The stupidest thing I ever did was encouraging my mother to marry the next in line after she divorced my dad.
Oh, how did it end up, Mary?
Miserable. My dad was 13 years older than my mother. The next guy was 7 years younger than my mother and only 12 years older than me. I was smarter than he was.
Oh, Isaiah in Virginia, go.
The dumbest thing I ever did, and mind you, this was like 4 or 5 years ago when I was a video game addict, I decided that it would be a grand idea to go into my father's bedroom while he just hopped into the shower, steal his computer, go into my room, and start gaming out all night like it was nothing.
Oh, my goodness. What did he do to you when he found you?
Well, let's just say this. At night, I usually put the computer on my bed, put the headphones on, and just go out of the world. So needless to say, I woke up to him right in my face, and he's like, "You must be the dumbest person on planet Earth. Hand it over." Because he already knew that it was the deal was done.
Oh, no. Sean in Colorado, go.
Dumbest thing I ever did was in my deciding it was a good idea to try to parasail off the back of a truck in an area with no cell phone coverage in Flagstaff, Arizona, and end up breaking two vertebrae in my back. And I'm still paying for that, by the way.
Oh, dude. Oh, I've done so much stuff like that. When I think about the bike ramps we used to, you know, because when you get a bicycle when you're a kid before you have a car, that's like having a car. But I can get around faster. I can go further. I'm practically Jim Bridger. I'm Lewis and Clark. I'm just going to go see the world. And then, of course, because you're a dude, you figure out how to do something stupid and dangerous with it. So we would build these ramps that were, I don't know if you could engineer something less stable than tall ramps. Oh, and then we'd put them at the bottom of a hill so we'd be flying, and we'd just go flying into these ramps. Half the time we never even made it to the end of the ramp before the whole ramp collapsed and we'd be spilling and just you come home bleeding every time. Oh, I cannot believe I'm still alive. All right, we're going to get to more of these stupid things you did in your childhood, but I'm going to go off about this George Soros thing in the Wall Street Journal. Next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show. But my
heart keeps calling me backwards. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. No guests tonight. I got to go off about George Soros, and we'll get to Americans living paycheck to paycheck. And I just should probably, again, address part of the reason why I don't trust anything the Biden administration says. Oh, we killed Al-Qaeda leader. This is from PJ Media. Al-Qaeda leader, I don't know how to say the guy's name, Ayman al-Zawahiri, is dead for at least the fourth time. Yeah, last time they announced the guy was dead, it was in the year 2020. Taliban, this time, cleaned up the body right away. I don't believe you. You made that bed. You lay down in it. Now, speaking of making the bed and laying down in it, we're going to get back to the fun phone calls about stupidest things you've done in a second, but I need to have a heart-to-heart. Frank, just a frank talk. Just you and me. Just you and me. I genuinely love the United States of America. I feel like the most blessed person in the world to live here. I have always felt that way. I just, especially once you've seen some of the darker parts of the world, you realize how blessed you are to be here. I would die for this country still. To this day, I would. I would love this country to stay around for a very, very, very long time because I want my kids and their kids and their kids and their kids after them. I want them all to experience living in such a wonderful country, such a wonderful, peaceful, prosperous, free country. That's what I want for them. Part of the reason I get so angry about some things is I do not believe America will be here 100 years from now. I have always believed that. I believe it more and more each day. One of the main reasons I believe that is George Soros. And for those who don't know, George Soros is a Hungarian-born billionaire. He has been banned from multiple countries, including Hungary itself. He's not allowed back within its borders, Russia, other countries. He's been banned. Why? George Soros takes this mass quantity of money he has, and as a committed communist, he spends it to purposely cause death and destruction within the borders of other countries where he's trying to spread communism. Not only does he do this, you don't have to be some internet, you know, detective to figure this out. George Soros is more than happy to talk about this publicly. He has an article in the Wall Street Journal defending what he's done with the district attorneys across the United States of America. Remember, he's played in 75 district attorney races. When you look at the violent crime plaguing New York City, LA, Philadelphia, so many other places, you can look directly at the district attorney who has chosen to turn violent criminals loose. Oh, wow, what an idiot. Where did they get these district attorneys? They're all Soros-backed candidates. George Soros picks American cities. He picks a district attorney who will turn violent criminals loose so they can go murder and rape and steal again. And he gets those guys elected with his money, and he does so on purpose. And he says, and I quote, this is in the Wall Street Journal. He says, quote, I have no intention of stopping. The reason I do not believe the country I love will be here 100 years from now is because I want you to tell me, I'm all ears, I want you to tell me one other country in the history of mankind. I don't care if it's ancient Assyria, Britain when they're at their high point, Russia, Prussia, any one of the Middle East, I don't care. I want you to tell me the major country in the history of mankind that would allow a foreign-born rich guy to intentionally cause civil unrest within its borders. You can't name one. Don't bother thinking about it. You couldn't name one because the very thought of that would be insane to any country. But the United States of America not only allows him to do it, we allow him to publish manifestos in one of our biggest newspapers, bragging about doing it and announcing his intention of continuing to do it. And his son also is going to continue on his legacy when 91-year-old George Soros goes away. I know the United States of America will not be here 100 years from now because we don't have any interest in being here 100 years from now. A nation that's interested in still existing 100 years from now would never let a foreign-born anyone intentionally murder citizens on its own soil. You know why the United States of America does, by the way? Because the Democratic Party in this country is not un-American. They are full-blown communist subversives. They are also anti-American. That's why they get along with China. That's why they get along with Soros. You can go look it up. Barack Obama pictured George Soros. Nancy Pelosi pictured George Soros. Why are all these groups getting along? Why does China get along with George Soros and get along with Nancy Pelosi and get along with Barack Obama? Why do they all get along so well? Because they all have the same goal. The goal is the destruction of the United States of America. And not only is that the goal, they feel totally comfortable telling you that. At least do me the honor of lying to me. Do me the honor of lying. At least act like you care. But they don't even feel the need to do that anymore. They don't. They're totally comfortable out in the open funding death. You're going to wake up tomorrow morning. You're going to pull up an article in the New York Post. And you're going to see someone else died. I just saw a 2-year-old just got shot. But anyway, tomorrow morning you're going to wake up and you're going to see someone got shot and killed. A woman got trapped, beaten, raped. A horrible car theft. And the person who did it is going to be a career criminal who was turned loose on the streets. And he was turned loose on the streets because of a George Soros-funded DA whose mission it is to turn violent criminals loose on the streets. And the United States of America, the most powerful country in the world, is going to look at that New York Post headline and say, okay, whatever, no big deal. You should be very afraid to intentionally kill American citizens. You should be afraid. Instead, in the year 2022, you can not only do it openly, you can print articles in the Wall Street Journal bragging about it. That's why we won't be here 100 years from now. All right, I'll get to the calls next.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to get to Americans living paycheck to paycheck in a second. We get to some emails and things. But look, I think it's important we hear from you and how stupid you've been. I tell you stories about how stupid I am all the time. I feel like that may be my role in life, to make you comfortable with how dumb you've been, because I'm dumber than everybody, and it makes everyone feel better. So, dumb things you did. Dumbest thing you've ever done as a child. 877-377-4373. Dane in Denver. Go.
Unfortunately, Mr. Kelly, I would pour motor oil, myself and my crew at the time, on a hairpin curve and watch cars slam into a railroad bank while drinking beers on the other side, giggling.
That's terrible. That's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Dane, that's terrible. I don't support that at all, but that's terrible. Hilarious, terrible. Brandon in Michigan. Go, boss.
All right, so
I was probably about 12 years old, and I learned that fireworks, gasoline, and water don't mix. And at that point, I learned how to bust into my dad's garage, get the gasoline and the blowtorch, found my stash of fireworks that my mom hid on me. These are explosive ones. Well, I was blowing up G.I. Joes and action figures, lit up about half of the yard on fire, and thought I could put it out with water, which only made it worse. My dad knew right away what happened. He found the garage door padlock busted open, gas can empty. He didn't tell my mom, but the smartest thing of the story is I stomped the fire out after the water didn't work. So, I don't know, Jesse, I think I might be dumber than you.
I don't think so, but that's still hilarious. Isn't that funny how they don't tell mom? Did I ever tell you that story about how my folks didn't tell each other? Oh, I didn't tell you this. All right, so I'm in high school. Kids, listen. I know we have a lot of kids who listen to the show. Listen to your parents and do not be like me. You don't want to be like me, okay? You do not want to be like me. But I'm in high school. I'm pretty rotten. I think I'm a junior, senior, something like that. Folks are going to leave town. My folks didn't leave town a lot. They just didn't travel a lot. Unless my dad was out of town working construction, they didn't leave. They're going to leave. We were staying. We lived in a condo at the time. It wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't terrible. We had fun living in a condo at the time. But they take off. And obviously, junior, senior, parents take off. Let's find a way to get our hands on some beer. We found a way to get our hands on some beer. Nothing crazy. Look, I wasn't that bad. We weren't out shoplifting or something like that. We just wanted to get some beers and go back to the house, have a couple beers. Had a few buddies over, some girls over, have some beers, have fun. No big deal. Again, everyone takes off at some point in time, no problem. Well, I know mom and dad are coming home, so I clean. And I actually clean. I make sure everything's clean. I've got spray bottles in my hands. I'm wiping stuff down. We got to make sure I'm good to go here. I not only finish cleaning, I double and triple check the house. And I'm sure I'm good. Fast forward to the following weekend. So this is a weekend later. My folks are obviously back in town. My old man had this thing. I'm sure he still has it. I just don't live at home. He did not like sleeping in. You sleeping in, he took that as being some sign of laziness or patheticness. And just so you understand, my dad is not going to, hey, son, I think maybe you should get going again. No. Boom, my dad comes barging in the door. Time to get up, boy. You're going to sleep the day away. And he'll just start, I mean, it's as miserable as you can possibly make it. And just in case you're wondering, I do enjoy doing the same thing to my kids. Now, the wife will try to sprint upstairs to wake them up gently before I can get there. Anyway, so Saturday morning, boom, comes storming in. Wake up, it's time to get the day going. And one of his favorite moves was this. He would walk over to the blinds I had, and he would rip the blinds open just so the sun would come pouring in on your face and you're miserable and you want to die. So he goes storming over to the blinds. Boom, whips the blinds open. Empty beer can on the windowsill behind the blinds. Oh, no. And he looks down and my old man's no idiot. It's not like he was shocked. Okay, he looks down, grabs it. We'll talk later. I'm not going to tell your mother. Okay, thanks, Dad. All right. Sorry. You know, I'll repave the driveway. Whatever. Just don't tell mom. You can't deal with mom being disappointed in you like that. No big deal. That very night, we're home watching a movie or something like that as a family. I forget what was going on after dinner. Everyone's sitting in the living room. The mom goes to, my mom has this little sewing room where obviously, I know you're going to be blown away by this. She sewed in the sewing room. She was sewing. And I hear, Jesse, could you come here for a second? Sure. Yeah. Get up, scamper on into the sewing room. She's in there with the door open, right? The door is open in the sewing room. I walk in. What is it, Mom? She said, oh, no, come in. Come all the way in. I come all the way in, and she walks over to the door, takes the door, closes the door. There's an empty 18-pack of Keystone Light behind the door. I never even thought to look behind the door. And then this is the best part. She says, look, I'm very disappointed, and you know, I get all the mom stuff. So you feel about half an inch high. And then she says, wait. I'm not going to tell your father. How about that? All right. We'll get back to, you know what? We'll do one more of these real quick, and then we're going to get to a bunch more. I just have some stories I have to get to real quick. Matt in Denver. Go, boss.
Hey, how's it going? Probably a pretty bad thing that I happened to survive was 18, college, graduated first year kind of deal, and me and a good buddy decided to climb a three-story building on campus with a bottle of Bacardi, and we somehow made it through the whole bottle. Realized right at the end that somebody was on a four-story building adjacent to ours on the phone looking at us, and we somehow managed to scramble down alive and avoid the cops.
You climbed down a three-story building after an entire bottle of Bacardi, Matt? Do I have that right?
Yeah, memory's a little hazy on how we made it to the ground, but uninjured. So there you go.
Oh, poor moms. I feel so bad for moms. I feel bad for the wife. I've got two sons. She doesn't know. Look, these are the things boys do. Boys are stupid. John, Idaho, go.
When I was really young, I sneaked into the neighbor's yard and took the bone away from the big Great Dane that was over there and gnawed on him. And mom came over, and it was full of ants, and she rescued me from this bone.
Oh, I thought you were going to get eaten by the Great Dane. At least that didn't work out. All right, 877-377-4373, the stupidest thing you've ever done in your life. But I want to bring this up really quickly here, because I know we're having fun, and obviously I ended up getting upset in the first hour. If you missed any part of the show, you can go listen to it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I got pretty upset in the first hour, and part of the reason is this, like this headline here. 61% of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. Part of the reason I get so mad at these political scumbags and the media people who cover for these people is real normal people across the country, they're being wiped out as we speak. So when you get up and you start telling lies about the state of the economy, we're not in a recession, when you intentionally blast gas prices through the roof, when you do these things, I mean, it's more than just nice fodder for talk radio where I can play you a Joe Biden clip and we can get mad. Man, somebody's watching their life disappear before their eyes. People are feeling, as right now, someone listening to the sound of my voice is desperate. Desperate. That sucks, man. All right. We have racist colleges. That's probably something worth looking into. And phone calls about stupid things you've done. Now, I got made fun of today by my mother. Speaking of mothers, she calls me. She says, Jesse, I listened to last night's show. I said, thanks, Mom. And she said, you know you're not saying per cal sheets, right? Right? And I said, Mom, I'm pretty sure I am. I went to almost 3 years of community college, and she tried for 5 minutes to explain that I'm saying per cal sheets wrong. I don't know how to say these MyPillow sheets, okay? I say they're per cal. Mom says I'm stupid. It doesn't matter. They're summer sheets and they're amazing. You don't sweat. You don't lay there and roast to death all night in the summer. So I don't care if they're called poopy sheets. They're the greatest sheets I've ever had because I'm so tired of sweating in the summer. Per cal sheets with MyPillow, and they're practically giving them away right now. They're very, very limited by supply. I need to tell you that. Very limited, but they have an unbelievable deal. Queen size is normally $89.98. Right now, it's $39.98 on the per cal sheets. Get a couple pair before they're gone. When they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Do not wait on this one. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, that's just mean to keep playing that song after what happened. For those who don't know, apparently this happened, this was last week, I guess. Last Thursday or something like that. Thursday or Friday. Something happened. It wasn't our fault. There was some of the airwaves got crossed or something. And I guess nationally on every station for about 15 minutes, My show was just playing the Happy Days theme song, which I don't know why people kept reaching out. Hey, did you hear? As if I was going to be upset. That's a great song. All right, that's a great song. If I was tuned in, I was actually doing the show, but if I was listening, I wouldn't have turned it off. Oh, I love Happy Days. I love the show. I love the song. I mean, that's back when everyone, you know, didn't have to change their gender to be on TV. It was weird. Like, the men were with women and women were with men, and it was like normal. It was wild. We get back to the calls in a second. I do have to address this. Dear Fun Size Jesse, Hershey has announced their supply chain shortage, and it may affect Halloween. Please buy your full-size candy bars now. I'm buying mine now, and we're going to torment you without mercy if you wimp out and get the fun size. You can say my name, Shirtless Giant, and his name is Shields. For those who are new to the show, I'm not like Jewish producer Chris. I'm not that kind of cheap. But, I mean, money doesn't grow on trees, right? So I have previously had a very difficult time making myself buy the full-size candy bar at Halloween. People have been badgering me about this ever since I first announced it on the show about a year ago. I still don't think I'm there yet. I mean, look, with inflation, have you seen the candy prices now? I'm not sure I'm there yet, but I'm working on it, all right? I'm working on it. Before we get to the colleges and back to your phone calls, First Capital rioter is found guilty at a trial, and he was sentenced to 7 years. 7 years. I believe, if memory serves me, he was turned in by his own son. We're just going to set aside this story for a moment, and I'm just going to say this. I remember, just like you remember, I remember watching the Antifa street animals and Black Lives Matter street animals burning down American cities for an entire summer. I remember a couple of turbo freaks in New York City took a Molotov cocktail to an NYPD cop car and turned it to ash. They got a slap on the wrist. If memory serves me, they're going to get out in about 18 months. This is my only point on this before we're getting to calls and things like this. My only point on this is this. These corrupt regimes throughout history, they're all corrupt. They get really, really, really bad. They get nakedly corrupt. And they all make the same mistake. And our regime is making this mistake right now. Every single one of them seem to make this mistake. They get to the point where they've lost the trust of the people. And instead of reforming themselves, they choose to grab the people's faces and rub it in their corruption. And they rub this two-tier justice system in our faces all the time now. And what happens is they rub our faces in it, and then they go back to their country clubs, and they pat each other on the back, and they laugh. Ha, ha, ha. We got another one of those MAGA-tees. We showed them. Please understand that there is a shelf life on that. There's always a shelf life on a two-tier justice system. And if you're one of the people who's living it up now under the two-tier justice system, you had better understand the wolves may be at your door one day. You see what's happening in Sri Lanka? That's what happens when people have had enough. I don't ever want to see that in this country. And you should never want to see that in this country. But I'm telling you, if you scumbags in charge cannot reform yourselves, if you cannot make serious changes to yourself, not to us, not attacking us anymore, you make changes to you. Unless you can make yourself do that, the wolves will be at your door one day, and there won't be anyone who's able to save you. I know you're enjoying the cocktail parties, and far be it from me to interrupt, but keep rubbing it in everyone's face. You're going to get some nut job going to do something crazy one of these days. You watch. He will, and it'll be freaking horrible, but it's inevitable. If you don't stop, it's inevitable. You know what? That brings me to this. Please practice with your guns. You have weapons. Practice, 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 practice. I've told you this line before. I love it. It's from the great Denzel Washington movie. You know, he and I, we each have symmetrical faces. So I love watching the movie to enjoy another symmetrical face. And he has a line in that movie where he's teaching a little girl how to swim. And she says something about being tough. And he says, there's no such thing as tough. There's trained and there's untrained. I promise, I don't care how good you've been, how good you are, you can get better with your weapon and those skills expire. Pick up your weapon, buy a Mantis X system, attach it to your weapon, and dry fire practice inside of your home, and you're going to be amazed at how much better you get. Go to MantisX.com and get one, and practice. It's what the Marines use. The Green Berets use it. MantisX.com, okay? MantisX.com. All right. Gary, in Florida, what's something stupid you did as a kid?
Oh, I decided that once I had mastered the art of being able to light matches down in the basement where all the groceries were stacked up in storage on the table, I wanted to look inside the grocery bags, but I was a little too short, so I thought maybe I could use the match, and I tried to burn a hole in the side of the grocery bag so I could look inside the grocery bag. Set the grocery bags on fire, and my dad came down, and I promptly turned around bawling, realizing that the house was almost burning.
Oh, that sucks. Dude, try to burn a hole in the grocery bags. Oh, my gosh, that's terrible. Mitchell in Denver, go.
Yeah, so I've got a brother, and he is way too smart for his own good. I come home from work one night when I was in high school, probably about 16, 17, and he basically met me at the door saying, "Hey, you want to light off some thermite?" I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about?" "I made thermite. You want to light off?" "Oh, hell yeah." So we go around back with a cinder block and pour some thermite on it. We're sitting there with the torch just trying to get the light off. Probably about 5-10 minutes of sitting there with the torch directly on it. Nothing's happening. Finally, it goes off. Oh, man, that was pretty cool. It's all dark out and stuff. You know, it's all bright. Man, that was cool. We finally get the light off probably another 2 or 3 more times. Like, all right, that was all right. Get back inside, close the door, turn the lights on. Look over at Cliff, I'm like, oh, I see nothing but purple. He's like, yeah, same here. It was like that for probably about a half hour or so, and then went to bed finally because I just gave up on it. Woke up next morning, vision was fine. I was like, boy, that was pretty dumb.
Kids, do not make high explosives or flammable things at the house. No, Chris, no. The answer is no. No, Chris, it is extremely flammable. The answer is no. All right, the answer is no. And it'll burn your pupils out of your eyes. Stop doing it. All right, 877-377-4373. We'll get back to stupid things you did, but racial discrimination at college. The ACLU is for it? Huh? Hang on.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition?
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.